أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت. In Ayatul Kursi, as we had explained, Allah explains two main great qualities of His, that Allah is Al-Hayy, the ever-living, Al-Qayyum, the one who gives life and who maintains life. It is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. As explained more detail, amongst that was the two instances, two events Allah explained before Ayatul Kursi to show that Allah Ta'ala is the ever-living and that life and death is only in the control of Allah Ta'ala. One was the instance of the Bani Israel when a pandemic came to them and they left their places and went out in the open place and thought they will be safe there. Allah gave them all death at one instance and then brought them back to life also. The other was the instance of Talut and Jalut. And that also Allah had shown that how a small group and one small person physically, bodily, Dawood alayhi salam, who was still not a Nabi at that time, how he had defeated Jalut, who was like a huge strong giant. And now three instances Allah refers to after Ayatul Kursi. The first one, which is this one of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the king of the time Namrud. This instance is to prove, to show us, and that our yaqeen comes that Allah tabaraka ta'ala is existing and Allah's power is over everything. The other two instances which will follow is to show us of the life of Akhirat, that Akhirat is a reality. It isn't just we're going to die and we are just buried, but there is life there, and all that life, there will be hisab kitab in the questioning in the qabr, day of Qiyamah. There will be pul sirat, there will be jannat and jahannam. All those are 100% realities, and Allah proves it through that instances so that our iman can become strong. The first one, to show the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and the existence of Allah Ta'ala, in that Allah is in charge of life and death. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ. Kya na dekha tune us shakhs ko jisne jhagra kiya Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam ko uske rab ke babat. Have you not seen that person that had argued, disputed with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam with regard to his Rabb Allah Ta'ala, with regard to the existence of Allah, and Allah alone is the Rabb and only He is to be worshipped? This was the king at that time, Namrud bin Kan'an. He was the first king ever in the history of the world to wear a crown. And Allah Ta'ala had given him kingdom, and he from Allah's side, that he should have been thankful to Allah. Allah made me a king. Allah gave me all this wealth and all the treasures and made me a king over the people. But instead of being thankful, he went in the complete opposite direction and denied even the existence of Allah. And he said, Allah does not exist and I am the Rabb. Just like Fir'aun said, Ana Rabbukum al-Ala, I am your big Rabb. This Namrud bin Kanaan also claimed that I am Allah Ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught him and then made him understand that he is not Rabb. But when Hidayat is not written from Allah Ta'ala's side, in spite of a great Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salam, and proving it so clearly, a person doesn't still get Hidayat. A person, and especially one of the major things why a person doesn't get Hidayat is because of pride, that I am better than others, I know more. And a person is not prepared to listen to anyone, even not to a Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So he denied it. And Atahu Allahul Mulk. اس کے رب کے بابت اسی وجہ سے کہ دی تھی اللہ نے اس کو سلطنت. And he disputed on that point, which in fact he should be thankful, and the thing that he should make shukr, he made na shukri. The thing he should believe in Allah, Allah made me a king. He disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala and disobeyed Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So every Nabi and every true wali and mu'min is always keen for the hidayat of mankind. And all the time they have that fikr, how can people get hidayat? So Ibrahim alayhi salam also wanted that Namrud must get hidayat. So he told him, إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. جب کہا ابراہیم نے میرا رب وہ ہے جو زندہ کرتا ہے اور مارتا ہے. Ibrahim alayhi salam to show him that he is not Allah. He hasn't got the power of life and death. So Ibrahim alayhi salam told him, Rabb, my Rabb and a Rabb is that being who gives life and death. You can't give life and death. So how can you be the Rabb? Only Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives life and death. You can't. So you can't be the Rabb. But he was too stupid to understand. And unfortunately, usually with money, stupidity comes also. People become stupid in their wealth. People become drunk in their wealth. And they think and proud. And they think we are right. And we are doing the right things, but they are doing all the wrong things. So he was so stupid, and he said in return, قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ وَبُولَ مَنْ جِلَاتَ وَمَارْتَهُ. I am the one who gives life and death. And for that, he called two prisoners from the prison. The one, he set him free. He said, you see, I give him life. And the other one, he executed him. He says, you see, I give him death. And that is not giving of life, which anyone can understand. Setting a person free and killing. Life is that there is a lifeless body, like the body in the womb of the mother, which is for 4 months and 10 days lifeless. It's got no life. And then life is put in it. That is giving life. And when the time which Allah had fixed that the person, how long he's going to live, then to take out that ruh, that is giving death. Not that a person, you kill one person, you allow one person to go free, that is not at all. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw that he's extremely stupid. For that giving life and death, he does not even understand the meaning of what is giving life and death. So then, he was still keen, he must get hidayat. So he gave him another example to understand that he doesn't give life and death. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب. کہا ابراہیم نے کہ بے شک اللہ تو لاتا ہے سورج کو مشرق سے, اب تو لے آ اس کو مغرب سے. That Allah brings the sun and makes it rise from the east. You make it rise from the west. Gave him this example for him to understand. And of course he could not do that. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, just as Allah gives life and death, Allah puts life in a body, Allah takes the life from the body. Allah brings the sun from the east and Allah makes it set in the west. And easily, if Allah wished to, He can make the sun rise from the west, as will happen close to Qiyamah, and make it set in the west again. Or Allah can make it rise from the south or from the north. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam told him that Allah makes the sun rise from the east, you make it rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. Then he became completely dumbfounded, and he was humiliated and disgraced. And he realized that this I cannot do at all. تب حیران رہ گیا وہ کافر اور اللہ سیدھی راہ نہیں دکھاتا بے انصافوں کو. فبوہت الذی کفر و وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala, the people who make zulm, who have got in their very nature zulm, oppression, doing wrong, and the greatest zulm is ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِ, that a person does wrong, and whatever wrong a person does, he harms himself. Because of the zulm, a person doesn't get hidayat. Gunas block hidayat also. So gunas are the worst, and among the worst gunas are zulm, to oppress other people. So when he was guilty of that, though he saw the clear and he had no answer, he was completely dumbfounded, and he couldn't say anything to Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he just could not. How could he, where is he going to make the sun rise from the east or the west? He has no power whatsoever. And then he realized, and in this way Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam proved it to him, that Allah alone is that great being who is in existence and who has this power. And everything happens in the world only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. The rising and the setting of the sun is a very big thing. Even a small thing like just winking your eye or lifting your finger, nobody has got the power to do that also. It is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. A person, whatever he takes one step, he makes one signature. All this is only by the will and the command and the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, nobody has got any power. So from here we should learn that Allah Ta'ala is the absolute being. And the instances Allah has mentioned, not just to make tilawat, not to fill the pages of the Quran, not just for us to read and for barakat, but for us to take that lesson. That yaqeen comes into our hearts. Allah alone is the doer of everything, and Allah alone is in control of everything. And we have to believe in the existence of Allah, and that Allah is controlling the whole world. Whatever is happening by the will of Allah Ta'ala, and we must submit to that. May Allah give us tawfiq of the correct aqeedah. Many of us still, we have to correct our aqeedah. We're just like those people who brought Islam, and they said, Amanna. Allah Ta'ala revealed in the Quran, and said, Kullah, don't say we brought Iman. Walakin Qulu Aslamna. We have submitted. Iman will still come. For Iman and the reality of it to come in the heart needs effort. And we make no effort in that direction. How Iman is going to come into us, only Allah knows. More comes and we make no effort of Iman. We make namaz, we keep roza. But for Iman to come in our heart, what effort do we make? We make practically no effort, so how will Iman come into us? And if we have to die without Iman, and perfect Iman, what will be our condition at the time of maut in the qabr? Allah guide us to understand and build this Iman of ours. Wow.